CliffCentral.com.
If you've just started listening, you're with the Futurology Show, and in studio with us today, we've got Calvin Collett from iConnect Africa. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Excellent. So if you're listening, iConnect is an ISP. They specialize in providing businesses and homes with connectivity designed to eliminate traffic congestion and offer services that bring the best out of your internet investment. Now, Calvin, that's essentially what it is. For people at home and anybody listening, it's been an investment. Data has become an important part of our lives, and we're happy to invest in it. But how far do we actually go with that investment?
100%. I mean, I think internet's actually become a utility, much like your water and electricity. It's no longer nice to have. You have to have it from one way or another. So you need to invest in the right technology at the right time. Otherwise, it's just an absolute frustration. It's like having intermittent water or intermittent electricity. It's just not going to work and frustrate you. So if you're going to invest, make sure you invest in the right technology up front.
Oh, for sure. And now there are a lot of players out in the market. And if this industry needed another acronym, we've got FTTH. Now, for those of you that are listening, FTTH is fiber to the home. Now, fiber is this golden pot at the end of the rainbow that everybody's hoping for, that one day I can be worthy enough to have this wonderful fiber to my home. Now, the thoughts that go along with that is, yes, I can get uncapped, and yes, I can get hopefully better speeds or more reliability. But the costs in that are infrastructure costs. Maybe your neighborhood doesn't have that infrastructure cost. Yeah. You need to pay for things to get installed first, and you can amortize that over a contract period. Now, help us through that. What should people be expecting when signing up for fiber to the home?
First thing is, find out if you've got fiber in your area. And if you do, then it's choosing the right service provider that's absolutely critical. Now, one of the things when choosing a provider that are critical to making sure you get the service you require is capped, uncapped, do they offer those services? And if they do, what are the sort of pricing? Then to understand more around, do they actually come and do the implementation for you? Because fiber is a little bit more complicated because of the high speeds. To just come and drop off a router and do a self-install tends to be quite troublesome. So you really want an ISP that includes some form of implementation or installation of your device. Make sure your iPod's connected, your Apple TV or your media device, maybe your laptop or whatever else. It's quite critical those things are part of the initial package when signing up.
For sure. And I mean, for B1 and myself, we live in connected homes. We've done well to try and connect ourselves as much as possible, and it has become that necessity rather than that luxury. Sure. The idea then is, where does this take us? I mean, being connected, everybody's connected. So we've become reliant on all these things. I mean, there are new subscription-based streaming services like Netflix, and there's DStv Now, and there's On Demand, and there's streaming box office. There's all these things that add more value to what you may already have in your home. There's a reason for having these things. Tell us, what are you guys seeing in that space?
I think over-the-top services, which, as you say, include your Netflix, your Showmax, et cetera, are critical for going forward. I mean, we've got a single provider in South Africa provide most of the services from a television perspective. We need more content and more competition. So that certainly allows that. From over-the-top services, people are watching YouTube for movies. So there's certainly a huge amount of uptake in actual utilization, 100%.
So in one of our shows as well, we also had Are We Content With Our Content? That was one of the topics we discussed. And it is so. I mean, there's so much content out there that everybody's doing something. And you're not necessarily just watching the big screen in the room. You're on your phone. You're on your iPad. You're on your tablet.
Social media is a huge driver of that. Without social media, half of these things wouldn't happen. So you really do need good quality internet. And it's all got to be wireless at the end of the day. The days of being connected and sitting at your desk and doing stuff, it's really gone. You've got iPads, iPods, Android devices, Apple TVs, etc., and they're all ultimately connected wirelessly. And that's a critical part of the process.
For sure. I mean, these things are here to stay. For as long as we can see, they're here to stay.
No doubt.
Excellent. Now, that brings in the question, these month-to-month payments and the contracted payments, where does iConnect sit? I mean, how do you guys offer this thing? Obviously, things need to be maintained. They need to be reliable.
We feel month to month is the only way to go. We've got to back ourselves and make sure that the product works as per what we advertise. And we want customers to enjoy the product. So we believe month to month is a viable option. And I think more and more providers have got to go to that model. I think customers don't want lock-in. And then you've got your Internet of Things, which just adds to that entire model. You know, you've got I might be moving next week, next month, another provider, and they might not have fiber. And I don't want to be locked into a 24-month contract because of that. So it's really critical to try and stick to month as far as possible. And I think the ISPs are buying into that. I mean, we see that from a lot of the actual fiber infrastructure providers trying to force the ISPs into a month-to-month market, which makes sense.
Well, it's good for the consumers and good for the sort of ISP industry, if you will. The idea that price is not the only decision maker anymore. It's got to do with service and delivery.
Got to keep us on our toes, and I think that's the differentiator. I mean, we've got to change it up. The days of just having, well, this is the ISP and I'm dying at half a megasecond and it's too bad and wait till the end of the contract. I think those days are gone, and they have to be. As I say, internet's a utility and the guys want to utilize it. And so, yeah, critical.
Excellent. I like the fact that anything that's going to be improved needs to be driven on both ends. And I've got a personal philosophy that engagement adds value on both sides. So if people are getting great service, they'll stay with the ISP. Now, the idea, and it's I would like to say age old, but I don't think it's been around long enough. But for me, it's been a discussion I've heard a lot of, and it's that, hey, I want uncapped, and it's going to save all of my time and trouble. So I'm going to get all of this plethora of content available to me. But there is a trade-off with uncapped services versus capped services and then bandwidth. Tell us more about that.
So uncapped versus capped is certainly a horses for courses conversation.
Yeah.
Uncapped is not a panacea by any figment of the imagination. You've got to know what are your requirements. Uncapped comes with certain fair usage policies or acceptable user policies. And those are sometimes where the guys get caught out. Especially on fiber to the home, I mean, what we're seeing is that the guys are coming out with far higher capped product sets, which have no fair usage policy or acceptable use policy. There's no shaping. There's none of that. Mm. Starting out at sort of 50 gigs right up to a terabyte. Now, you look at your mobile networks, you're looking at sort of 1 or 2 gigs, 5 gigs. So, yeah, there it would be great to have an uncapped offering because you could go out of your cap. When you're looking at 250-gig cap, you can watch Netflix for 4 hours a day, no problem. Download your emails, do your banking. Your kids can do encyclopedias, and they won't use that 250-gig cap. So do we really need uncapped? It's really about what are the services you're utilizing and how does it affect your usage patterns. And that's how the decision should be made. But it is certainly not the panacea by any by any stretch.
So this idea, just coming from a societal philosophy, if we can, the idea that I have uncapped in my home, I have fiber to my home, it's a bit of an aspiration standard these days. Are you seeing that people are literally just buying uncapped fiber because it's uncapped fiber? It's like putting your Johnny Walker Blue into a cream soda. I can do that.
Sure. We're certainly trying to educate the market to say, guys, you're welcome to buy the uncapped, but understand there are limitations to it. Yeah. So let's try and give you a cap product and let's see how it goes. And we're finding that few of our guys are hitting the caps. Mm-hmm. And from a pricing perspective, you're kind of getting 100 meg with a 250 gig cap where you're paying 20 meg uncapped. Now, I'd much rather have 100 meg capped service and make sure I'm not hitting my cap. So, and the prices for even the out-of-bundle services are so low. You're looking anything from 50 cents to 2 rand a gig,
wow,
which is really, really cost-effective.
Yeah, fantastic. So
as long as there's a tool to manage that as well. I think you don't want to get caught out. I mean, no one wants bull shock. I mean, I think that's why everyone wants uncapped. They're scared of the bull shock.
Yes.
So as long as you got a portal or an email notification, SMS notification to make sure everyone informs you of where you are with your cap, I think it's good.
And you guys have got that, a real-time dashboard for users?
100%.
That's fantastic. So looking at society again, there's all these millennials, and I've got a 3-year-old daughter who knows how to handle an iPad, and she can stream YouTube. She's watching Peppa Pig the whole time. She's probably using more data at this point than my wife is.
Sure.
The idea of having capped sometimes becomes it's like a challenge. The gauntlet is laid. Like, let's see if we can club this. When you reach capped, there's sometimes that idea that I know for the silver surfers out there, I've reached my cap. Oh, crap. I'm done. I'm disconnected. How does that work on your end?
So we do soft capping.
Yes.
So we notify you at 75%, at 80%, and then 75, 90, and then 95%. So you know that you're reaching your cap, and you say, geez, my daughter's really Peppa Pig.
It's going crazy, yeah.
So you've got the option to then say, listen, slow down on the utilization, et cetera, et cetera. Or if you say, listen, my utilization does require an uncap because I'm not there all day. I don't want to have to monitor utilization. And she can
go
pep
for
a pig until she wants. Then you can change the thing. So one of the critical things, again, when you asked when choosing a provider, is make sure you can change packages without any penalties, up or down, left or right. I think that's critical because your usage needs might change, and then make sure you can make those changes.
Excellent. And so that's great for new generation and usage. And I think for you and me, probably we use data. It's something that is part of our day to day. Now, in terms of a Silver Surfer, the guys that came from when the elastic band and the ding used to be the way we connected to the internet, and we were talking kilobits and not gigabits.
100%.
What is the strategy for getting to, you know, the grandparents? Because FaceTime is a thing. That's how we stay connected these days.
FaceTime, Skype, all critical parts. I mean, a lot of the kids are in varsity or out of varsity in the UK, overseas, wherever it might be. They want to utilize the services. So for them, it's typically captives tends to be better.
Yes.
Smaller caps, they manage it much more closely because it's a scary thing that they're not sure how to manage. So we tend to push and follow a cost.
Excellent.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. So that covers pretty much the home and usage and all the content that we're looking at now. We'll probably spend more, and we're going to see you more in the studio. But in a business perspective, what is the fastest line we can get? I'm a business. I have 50 employees, and I need unthrottled, unshaped, uncapped. Give it to me.
We can give a gigabit line tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's fantastic. I mean, the business space has changed tremendously from that perspective. We are certainly pushing fiber to the business as a big push. Starting at 10 megs is sort of an entry level product, but we don't like selling it. We want to sort of start at the 30s, up to a gig. And that's what the guys should be utilizing. We should change our mindset from trying to throttle users to say, stop using Facebook, stop using YouTube, and actually let the guys utilize the internet for what it's built for. And actually you'll get further productivity out of that. You know, when you had very small amounts of internet, I think firewalls and that kind of thinking was fine.
Yes.
But it's got to change.
Yeah.
You've got to use the internet for what it's built for. And that's ultimately the strategy.
And as a sort of business owner as well, and I know a number of businesses out there looking for one supplier that does a unified offering. And I think that's something we're going to talk about. And the next time we chat to you in studio, we'll be talking about bundling voice and connectivity. I mean, obviously quite an important space, and you're seeing good growth there?
Certainly. I mean, convergence is the way. I mean, we've talked about it for a long time, but I think until we really had fiber, convergence was more of a pipe dream than a reality. Now that fiber's here, you really can do proper convergence and go to a single provider, a single set of services, and ultimately a cost saving that comes out of that.
That's fantastic. And where can people find you guys if they need to find you online?
Best place is iconnectsa.co.za. We've got a Facebook profile, and we're on Twitter.
That's excellent. Great. Well, thanks for joining us in the studio today. I look forward to our next chat.
Thank you very much.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.